Well, now let's go to the information desk for Thursday, the 15th of August.
There aren't any listener messages this week, but we do have some news about the Norwich Macular Group. The meeting that was due to take place on Friday, the 13th of September, will be cancelled. This means that the next meeting will take place on Friday, the 11th of October. We will give you details of this meeting nearer the time. For further information, please contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554 or Terry Watson on 01603 464 256.
Have you ever fancied having a go at playing bowls? Well, now's your chance. The Norwich Visually Handicapped Bowls Club is always looking for new members. They meet every Wednesday morning from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at County Arts, Plumstead Road, Norwich. Even if you can't play bowls, you can go along as you can be taught, if you wish, and it's a marvellous way to meet people and enjoy yourself. So join in the fun and relax afterwards with a cup of tea and biscuits. For more information, contact Brian Deakins on 01603 748 610.
Relief printing and mark-making workshops. These sessions are an introduction to experimental mark-making and relief printing, which are great alternatives to drawing or painting. Using found and improvised tools, we will explore making marks on paper and using textures to create relief and block prints. Materials are provided, though you are welcome to bring your own. The sessions take place on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They cost £3 each and include tea and coffee. The next session is on the 28th of August, called Edible Tools. To book your place, please contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk.
Do you fancy meeting other visually impaired people for coffee and biscuits in Dereham every fourth Thursday of the month between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon? The meetings are held at the Greenstone, Napier Way, Dereham. A community worker from the NNAB will be there if you need any advice or information. The price for coffee or tea and biscuits and a friendly chat is £2. For more details, contact Jane or Tracy on 01603 573 000. The next meeting will be on Thursday, August the 22nd.
We have had news that Norfolk's 2019 Heritage Open Days, or HODS, festival brochure has been launched. This year's festival takes place from Friday the 13th of September to Sunday the 22nd of September, with more than 350 events lined up in Norwich and across Norfolk. HODS is England's largest festival of history and culture, and this year marks the 25th anniversary, with a special people power theme being celebrated across many events. The theme demonstrates the influence groups and individuals have had over history to bring about positive changes in their communities. And in Norfolk, events include a new Kett's Rebellion tour, a display on the Burston School strike, and a guided story of Edith Cavell. The festival brochure is available to pick up now from the Forum in Norwich, as well as tourist information centres, libraries and venues across the county, and electronically at www.theforumnorwich.co.uk/HODS. All festival events are free to attend, with many available for visitors to drop in on the day, unless indicated otherwise in the festival brochure. Some popular venues and events with limited space must be pre-booked. Bookings opened on Monday the 29th of July at 10 a.m.
And finally, do you know anybody who might like to become an NNAB volunteer? The NNAB offices in West Norfolk, Norwich and Great Yarmouth offer a wide range of equipment, services, activities and support to people across the county. and this couldn't be done without the support of many fantastic volunteers who assist in bringing these services to the community. Volunteering is a great way of gaining confidence, new skills, of meeting people, and of taking part in the local community. The NNAB is currently looking for volunteers in your local area, with opportunities available for minibus drivers to sports and leisure activities, telefriends, fundraising, and much more. One lady says that volunteering enables her to do something completely different from the work she did during her career, and that the roles available are varied and the commitments she makes are entirely down to suiting herself. Another finds volunteering extremely rewarding because listening to clients' stories is fascinating and enables the build-up of invaluable friendships. So, if you know someone who might be interested in becoming an NNAB volunteer, please ask them to contact one of the volunteer engagement coordinators for a friendly and informal chat about the various opportunities available. And that's Penny Parker on 01553 407004 or Rachel Green on 01603 973 377. Or you can email volunteers@nnab.org.uk. And that's it for Information Desk this week.